Welcome to KCIABC Today, the podcast of the Kansas City Chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators. I'm your host, Roy Harriman.
Our guest today is Darren Mark of Scenic Road Productions and the speaker at our Thursday, August 23rd luncheon at Brio on the Plaza. And Darren's topic is tips for better video storytelling. And I've heard Darren speak before, and I can tell you that you won't be disappointed. Darren, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Roy.
He's actually joining us from his car as he's traveling through Chicago. Well, Darren, first, I wanted to get a little background. You've worked in television production and for a variety of programs and as a reporter for NBC and ABC affiliates. What caused you to leave those exciting fields to go into business for yourself, helping companies tell their stories here in Kansas City?
Well, Roy, the way that I saw it, the business of news gathering has changed dramatically from what it once was. And the reality is that television news reporting isn't the relevant entity that it was even 10 years ago, never mind 20 and 30 years ago. And that business is making a critical shift. I decided that I didn't want to be on the losing end of that. And as a result, I made the choice to pursue something else, but something that borrowed from so many of the qualities and avenues and elements that made television reporting so enjoyable. And so what I did is, I thought about the one element that I loved most in that career, and that was that element of storytelling. And my background speaks to that. I used to produce for HGTV and for Hearst on nationally syndicated shows. And that was always the thread that kind of connected me from job to job to job. And the single F resonated most with me and what ultimately led me to become a TV feature reporter. And so when I decided to leave, I wanted to try and hold on to that element. And what I decided was that while, in my opinion, television news is on the losing end of a media war, on the winning end is web content, and specifically web video content. And I think that in the future, corporate websites will host television shows. Websites are basically virtual TV stations, and I wanted to try and find a way to try and key into this somehow. And I thought that to be able to marry a corporate America with video storytelling could be a really interesting direction in which I could steer my career.
So taking the components of your career in video journalism that you loved and bringing those to bear on, where is the marketplace now for video communication?
Yeah, it's a very interesting road. It's interesting to think that the classic storytelling in a video sense can marry itself with huge brands like Walmart or Sam's Club, Best Buy, or AT&T, and the list goes on and on and on. And the reality is all of these brands have stories to tell, and how fun would it be to approach that storytelling in the same way that one would approach it as a TV feature reporter? That is, bringing an element of, quote, entertainment to the telling of those stories. So telling the stories against great music and bringing out the best of an interviewee, not just trying to capture the corporate message, but trying to capture the personality behind he or she who's delivering the corporate message, shooting beautiful shots in a cinematic way, not just getting the run and gun shots that so often have defined, quote, corporate video. And as we continue with our company, we see more and more examples of this and more examples of that shift, the shift from a company trying to tell their story, let's say through magazines or media, and deciding to take the message in-house and take the message into their own hands and sharing the story on a broadcast medium that's free, which is their website or their social media platforms.
Well, let me follow up on something you were alluding to, Darren, and that there obviously is a big difference between simply putting together a corporate video and video storytelling. Could you explain that a little bit to us?
Well, storytelling incorporates a dramatic arc, a beginning, a middle, and an end. It relates back to cave paintings. You know, it's a formula that's been around for more years than I have, and more years than you and I have been alive combined. It's a classic tried and true formula that never gets old. It's storytelling. It's what novels are made of. It's what great cinema is made of. And we think that it's what great videos are made of too, even when it's promoting a message for a brand. We want to be entertained even when we're learning something or even when we're being advertised to. And so this notion of video storytelling is, in my opinion, quite a bit different from a corporate video based on the fact that it revolves around, its success revolves around having a beginning, a middle, and an end, and having an outlook whereby it seeks to entertain. And in my opinion, it's what separates video storytelling from corporate video.
And that would be quite refreshing because I know sometimes just even the phrase corporate video makes you want to poke your eyes out before you even see something come onto the screen.
Right.
Bringing in the elements that you're talking about. Darren, let me ask you one more question, and that is, you know, a few years ago, this seminar might not have appeared as relevant as it does now because it might be something that only the video department would be interested in. But now, people in marketing communications are getting more and more involved in video. Yet, the idea of working with video can be intimidating. Do corporate communicators need to be intimidated by the idea of working and be involved in this video process?
Absolutely not. I mean, corporate communicators live and die by the ability to communicate and by the ability to tell stories, and that's all we're doing. We're just doing it instead of with a pen or a pencil or a computer. We're doing it with images, and I think when you distill it down to that, which is really what all that it is, I think it's not intimidating at all. I think also in the old days of video production, productions were defined by exorbitant fees based on the fact that the gear was so expensive that these companies owned, and in order to justify the purchases of the gear, they had to charge incredible amounts of money for video work. And therefore, if you are the head of a corporate comm department and your reputation's on the line because you just spent $200,000 in a corporate video, I think, of course, that will cause a level of anxiety for anybody. If it doesn't turn out right, you're going to be in trouble. And
sure.
Nowadays, that's not the case. Of course, you can produce a video that costs a lot of money. However, based on the advent of all sorts of technology, it's just a lot less money nowadays to produce a high-quality professional video. And I think that takes a lot of the anxiety out of the process for the people that are hiring the companies. If it doesn't go so well, of course you've lost valuable time. And of course you've lost money. However, no longer, in most cases, are you confronted with, you know, losing out on an entire quarter of profit on behalf of your company.
Okay. So, yeah, the intimidation factor isn't near as high because the bar in terms of expenses isn't quite as high. And then if they're taking this correct approach in the idea of telling a story instead of just trying to push a message and interrupt someone, they're already on the road to success.
I completely agree. I think that if you look at it from the standpoint of wanting to entertain and while also needing to thread a message into the process, for me, it becomes a lot less intimidating. It means that of course messaging is key. It's always going to be key, but also key is conveying or relaying the authenticity of a company and of the people. All of a sudden, they're portraying their company as a human entity. And in my opinion, that sells a brand just about as successfully as anything else.
Well, Darren, thank you again. I'd love to hear even more right now, but we want to save some of your thunder for KCIABC on Thursday, August 23rd at Brio, and wish you success on your adventure there in Chicago.
Thanks so much, Roy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us for KCIABC today. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes as well as our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe to receive automatic updates on both. Learn more about us at kc.iabc.com. Thanks again.